When I was just 7, my father started training me. He told me this is why he took me from my mother. That he wanted a little whore. Why he was so happy to have a daughter. Because he needed a little whore to fuck. I've always been daddy's little whore. Ever since I could remember. I know he used to play with my pussy when I was really little. I remember how good his fingers and his mouth felt. But when I was 7, he knew. He knew I was ready to start training to be used. Used by men. So, he started small. Little toys. Things that could be inserted into me easily. Stretching me out. Making me feel good for daddy. But it took a while. It took a while to make this pussy ready for actual adult cock. My cute little 7-year-old cunny. My flat tits and hard nipples. It turned men on so much. Those blonde curls bouncing as I went from deck to deck, licking it, sucking it. I loved the taste of cock since I was little. I couldn't get enough of it. But when daddy brought home the big toy, I was scared. It was big. I mean, I could wrap my little legs around it and lick the tip. It was so big. But he started slow, having me ride just the tip of it. It still stretched out my cunny. I had no idea what a favor daddy was doing for me. Getting my sweet little pussy ready. Over the next few days, I grew to love that toy. I was on it every chance I could get. Shoving as much of it inside me. Rubbing my pussy along the length of it. Did I mention I've always been a horny little girl? Oh, when daddy saw me take half of it into my pussy, he was so proud of me. So proud that he ate my cute little 7-year-old pussy till I came. Oh, I miss my daddy so much. Those early days were always the most fun. Discovering just how much dick I could take. He'd invite all his friends over. They'd gather round. Tease my little body. Sucking on my nipples. Fingering my cute little cunny. My tight little ass. I loved being the center of attention for all those big, strong men that my daddy brought to me. And then they'd all take out their cocks. I remember thinking that none of them were as big as the toy that daddy brought for me. But that was okay. I went from cock to cock. Licking and sucking them like a good little fuck toy. Sometimes they'd grab my ass. Sometimes they'd grab my head and choke me with their dick. I didn't care. I wanted to be used. Daddy had taught me. Taught me for ages that this is what a little girl is good for. Oh, to be used by adult men. Fuck. It was so hot. I loved it the most when they would pick me up. Pick me up and... Oh, fuck. They would put one cock inside my tight little cunny, impaling me on it. I loved to look down and watch my stomach bulge as they filled my cunt. And then the other one would grab my head. It would spit roast me so hard. Fucking me from either side. God. I loved that the most. As I got older, I could take one in the ass and one in my cunt and still be sucking off two guys at once. Oh, just taking turns with them in my mouth. It was quite the little hungry cock whore. But I always went back to that first toy that Daddy bought me. It was so big and nothing filled me up. Nothing quite like that toy. I still have it. All these years later. It was funny. As a teenager, I used to think someday I'll be able to take it all. Not knowing quite that the pussy doesn't work that way. There's no way I could take all 16 inches of that cock. But God, did I try. I could take it all in my ass, for sure. But no way I could take it all in my pussy. Not for lack of trying. Man, I fucked myself so much with this toy. Just thinking about Daddy. Daddy and his friends. God. It was so hot. Even as a teenager, they'd come over and fuck me. Once I became an adult, I just decided to turn it into a profession. Daddy was so proud that his daughter was getting paid to be a whore. I'm sure he missed his cut. But I always looked a little young for my age. And that helped. I'd just dress in pink tails and cute little skirts. Flash that bald cunny and all the boys would be running. And they paid me to do the most nasty things. Yeah. Men are so dirty. And I love it. I love being able to take their money and let them pretend I'm a little girl again. But it's not the same. It's not the same as shoving an adult cock inside an underage little pussy, is it? No. They know I'm over 18. It's quite obvious. It's quite obvious I shave off all my body hair. It's good that my tits never got that big. But they're still tits. I thought about getting surgery to be flat-chested, but I like my nipples too much. And I know I could lose feeling, so. So I decided instead. I know I'd make you proud, Daddy. Before Daddy died. I fucked him one last time. This time it took. So no, Daddy. Wherever you are. As I fuck myself with the toy you first bought me when I was 7. I still love how big it is. And how full it makes me. No. Modern science has told me. Your granddaughter's growing in my belly. I wanted to experience some of that spark that you did. Having a daughter, teaching her, training her up. I want to show her how to fuck like you showed me, Daddy. I want to invite men and women over to play with her. Charge so much. This day and age, it's harder to find a little kid to fuck. She'll love it. I know she will. Just as much as I did, Daddy. Just as much as I always will. So, be proud of me, Daddy. Be proud of knowing that I will raise the next generation of whores and keep your line going. I would have been okay with a little boy. But I'm so glad to be giving you a granddaughter, Daddy. So glad to be giving you a new little fuck doll.